Wisconsin governors enjoy extensive veto power, and they haven't been shy about using it. For example, last session, Democratic Governor Jim Doyle used his veto pen to cross out most of the words of some paragraphs of the budget, but he left enough to create new sentences and new ideas. The result was that Doyle gained more power to move money around. Merrill Republican Assemblyman Don Frisky says that's too much power for one person. He says it turns the budget into a word puzzle that interest groups with a stake in the process can play too.
Now, I can only imagine how creative they can be when they line it out and then they present the governor with a preordained veto. Here's what we were able to do, Governor, in case you missed it.
Plans similar to this one have been introduced regularly without success. What always thwarts them is that members of the political party that holds the governor's office don't want to give up the power that goes with it. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Judy Robson says she's open to discussing this issue, but thinks this plan comes at the wrong time.
We shouldn't change the rules in the middle of the stream. We just had a governor elected under one set of rules, and to change it in the middle looks like it's partisan snipping again.
Robson says Democrats might look at a compromise that pushed the starting date of this proposal to 2010, the idea being that nobody knows who will be elected governor then. Assembly Republicans rejected that idea when it came up for debate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.